we are back for hour two of the weekly Reverse Speech Show. Now, I normally have a guest in hour two of the show, but my guest, unfortunately, couldn't make it today. So we are going to do something different. And we've been talking a lot in the last few shows about the therapeutic aspect of reverse speech. And we've had guests on who've talked about it. We spent 2 hours with Wayne Nicholson from New York, my own personal practitioner, going through the whole metaphorical restructuring process. But what I want to do now is I want to give you an experience of a meta walk. And the meta walk is the hypnosis journeys. They're like guided visualization journeys through the unconscious. They use the common metaphors that we find in reverse speech. A meta walk is a combination of two words, metaphor and walkabout. So it's walkabout is the spiritual pilgrimage the Australian Aboriginals take in the outback. So a meta walk is a spiritual journey through the metaphors of the unconscious. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a generic meta walk, let you experience what it's like. And this will go for about 20 minutes or so. So we'll turn off your phones and close your doors and get yourself in a nice, comfortable, relaxed place, okay? I'll just give you a couple of seconds to get all ready, nice and comfy and relaxed. A pillow, I lie down on the couch when I'm doing my meta walks. And we are going to begin. Okay. I would like all of you now just to close your eyes and just clear your mind of all the events of the day and the week and just let them fade away into the background. So the only thing that's important now is you lying down, listening to the sound of my voice, allowing the conscious mind, the opportunity to gradually begin to slow down, function by function, step by step, whilst the unconscious mind now begins to rise to the surface. Each breath that you take, each sound that I make, allowing the process of relaxation to gradually begin. Good. And I'm going to give you some nice simple instructions that will assist the physical body in completely relaxing. And as the physical body relaxes, so too does the deep unconscious rise to meet the conscious. And to begin this process of relaxation, I'd like you to focus all of your attention onto your forehead. And as you focus on the forehead, I'd like you to imagine all the muscles in your forehead gradually beginning to relax. And this relaxation spreads out across your temples, allowing tension and anxiety to drain completely away as it flows down the side of your face. The muscles in your cheeks can relax. Muscles around the eyes relaxing. Eyelids becoming very heavy as you sink deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. Good. And your shoulders and arms can relax now. Your chest and stomach relaxing. Your hips relaxing, your legs, and finally your feet, until the whole body is perfectly calm, perfectly relaxed, the unconscious mind now preparing itself to shift and alter in accordance with the images I'm now about to give. Good. And any moment from now, I'm going to be suggesting to you pictures and images for you to create in your mind. And these pictures are going to represent and directly access their deeper core metaphorical structures. And during this process, I'm going to ask for the pictures to shift and alter. And as the pictures change, so too do the structures of the unconscious mind change. And this allows a corresponding change in the physical world in which you live. And to begin this journey today, I'd like you to imagine you're sailing on the ocean in a sailing ship. You're holding the helm of the ship, steering it through the waters. The wind is filling the sails. You can feel the sea breeze against your skin. And as you're looking ahead, you're looking to the horizon, searching for land. And then you see it just jutting up out of the horizon, and you turn the helm and steer your ship towards the land. Now, as you get to be almost offshore, you notice that there's a reef blocking your path to the shore. And what you have to do is to sail safely around the reef. So I want you to steer the helm, sail along the side of the reef until you see an opening, and sail your ship through. And as you sail your ship through an opening in the reef, so too are you of learning how to avoid sabotage patterns and blockages in your life. As a deep unconscious accepts this instruction now. And then you sail your ship just offshore, you lower the anchor, jump into the water, and wade to the beach shore. And you walk along the sand, watching the surf gently crash onto the shore. Now, like you can imagine, you can see a set of sand dunes around the beach. And standing on top of the dunes, there's a figure. You walk up to the figure, and as you get closer, you can see that it is a metaphor known as the goddess. And she's a wonderful, beautiful lady. Long hair, white flowing robes. You walk up to her, and she embraces you. You feel her warmth and her love. And in reverse speech, the goddess refers to hope for the future, dreams, passions, aspirations. And as you connect to the goddess in your mind's eye, then so too do you begin to see and understand and realize your dreams and your goals. And now we're going to greet another metaphor to work in conjunction with the goddess. And the way we're going to do that, I want you to imagine the goddess walks down across the other side of the sand dunes. You follow the goddess, and on the other side of the dunes there's a nice green field. You walk into the green grass. You can see trees growing here and there with birds singing in the trees. And as you walk through the fields with the goddess by your side, a little way ahead, you see the image of a magnificent grey wolf as the unconscious mind accesses the wolf metaphor now. And in reverse speech, the wolf is our hunter, our motivation, our strength, our confidence. You walk up to the wolf. He lets you approach. and you rub your hand through his fur, feeling how soft and smooth and silky it is. You look into the eyes of the wolf, feel his gaze staring back at you, his intensity, his wisdom. And as your eyes connect, then so too do you and the wolf learn together to flow as one. And then you continue walking through the fields, and the wolf walks along by your side. And so now we have the goddess who can help you realize your dreams, your wolf who can give you the motivation and the confidence. And now we're going to introduce you to the metaphor known as the eagle, who can give you your intuition and your insight. I'd like you to look up into the sky and see an eagle soaring on the wind, round and around. Why don't you hold up your arm and have the eagle come and perch on your arm. Rub your hands across its feathers as the wolf and the eagle and the goddess now all start working together for you. And then the wolf walks ahead. The goddess walks with the wolf, and the eagle rises in the air and flies across the fields. And you and the goddess and the wolf follow the eagle. And the eagle flies over the valley, flies over the fields, and over a valley that lies beyond the fields. You walk down into the valley and you follow the eagle along the valley floor. And the eagle leads you to a lovely, beautiful garden. And this is a metaphor known as Eden, the Garden of Eden, that resides in the central part of the unconscious mind. You enter the garden and you're confronted with all these new sights and sounds. Beautiful tropical vegetation, exotic flowers and fruits. There's animals grazing in the fields. And greeting you in Eden is the metaphors known as Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve refer to the perfect male and female energies inside of you. And all of you embrace Adam and Eve and the goddess and the wolf nuzzles in as all of these metaphors now rise to the surface, giving you success and confidence and direction. And now Adam and Eve lead you to the very center of the Garden of Eden. And in the center of Eden, I'd like you to imagine you can see a whirlwind spinning around and around. And this whirlwind is like an energy vortex spinning straight up and down, spinning not too fast, not too slow, just at a nice, steady pace. And this whirlwind represents your life force, your aura, your chi. It goes by many names. And we are here today to do something wonderful and magical in the whirlwind. And as Adam and Eve and the goddess and the wolf watch, the eagle is perched in a tree. The eagle watches as well. I want you to stand outside the whirlwind. and raised your hands up in the air towards the rays of the sun. And in your cupped hands, I like you to imagine you're capturing a ball of light in the palms of your hands. And carefully creating this ball of light, I'd like you to walk to the center of the whirlwind. And as you stand in the center of the whirlwind, you release the ball of light in the air. So it rises up the whirlwind, filling the entire whirlwind with light. And it continues to rise higher and higher up into the sky, above the clouds, and then it spreads out across the whole sky until the whirlwind and the sky is bathed in the brilliant colors of white light. And what we have just done is introduced light into the whirlwind, which is one step closer to enlightenment. And now I'd like you to imagine that Adam and Eve and the goddess and the wolf and the eagle walk into the center of the whirlwind. And as you stand in the center of the whirlwind spins around and causes all of these parts of you to merge together and become one with the whirlwind. As the wolf becomes one with the wind, and the eagle, and the goddess, and Adam and Eve, and finally you, merge together and become one with the wind. And this creates a state of congruity deep down inside as the deep unconscious processes these images clearly and succinctly now. And this is the end of this journey. And I'm going to count from 1 to 5, bring you back up out of trance. And you'll come back to the room wide awake, fully refreshed. The unconscious will process all these images over the next few days and weeks. So on the count of 1, just how the images slowly begin to fade. As 2, the unconscious mind recedes back to where it was. And 3, breathing and heart rate gradually begin to return to normal. As 4, conscious mind reawakens. And 5, you can open your eyes and come back to the room wide awake and fully refreshed. And there you go, folks. That is a meta walk. Got it in before the break and everything. Very, very good. Okay, that was a shortened version. They can be longer than that. Generally, they're, 20, 25 minutes long. I think this one went for about 20 minutes. I used common metaphors that we all have. Wolf and the eagle are very, very common metaphors. Adam and Eve is also common. A Garden of Eden will feature in a lot of my journeys. The ship and the reef is a very important image. You are the ship traveling the oceans of life. The reef is sabotage patterns and obstacles. So as the ship sails through the opening in the reef, then you are learning to overcome sabotage patterns and obstacles. You may want to go to the archives on davidoates.com. They should be uploaded within a couple of hours after the end of the show. They normally get uploaded fairly quickly. And to go and listen to the journey again. And don't listen to too many times, maybe 4 or 5 times. You're welcome to download it and copy it and send it to your friends. Now, of course, meta walks in practice are totally different. Each person's meta walk is different. We can go to Camelot, or we can go to Rome, and and fight wars, and so I take people to the soul. They hop on the back of Pegasus and we fly into the sky, and we can go on adventures into strange lands, and we're going to be working with the she-wolf metaphor at some stage. Oh, now I should tell you about that. For those of you who are really interested in the therapeutic side, I have a group that meets once a month, and we do what's called a she-wolf journey, and it's a guided visualization using one of the most powerful metaphors of all, the she-wolf. Now, the next she-wolf group, let me go and get the date for the next group. I'm not too sure. Oh, here it is. It is on Sunday, April the 17th. Now, you will need an invitation to join the group. So, email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. If you want to join the she-wolf group once a month, it goes for about 15 or 20 minutes. It's where we all become wolves and do all sorts of wonderful things. They're really exciting journeys. So email me, backwards@reversespeech.com, and I'll add you to the list and let you know how you can join the group once a month. And you will thoroughly enjoy it. So, well, there you go. So that's the MetaWalk, and that's our regular She-Wolf groups. And all very exciting. A lot of things happening in Reverse Speech. And, of course, I have my class tonight. I have two training classes going on right now. We have the analyst class, and which is the year one, and then the practitioner course, which teaches how to do meta walks and change individual patterns and behaviors. So, all right. So there we go. We will be coming back as soon as the break starts for the last half hour of the show. I'm not too sure what I'm going to cover yet, but we'll work something out. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed the meta walk, and go to davidoates.com and download the archives and listen to it again. And we'll be back right after this break.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we are back for the final segment of this week's David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. The only show in the whole world where you can look inside of your mind and see what's going on inside of your mind and other minds and all sorts of things. Okay, I'm not too sure what we're going to do for this half an hour, but we'll work it out. I'd like to take some callers. The toll-free number is in America is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Let me give you out some addresses and URLs again. If you want to join the regular She-Wolf group, which is a goes for 15 or 20 minutes, it's a guided visualization journey using the most powerful metaphor of all, She-Wolf, email me at backwards@perversespeech.com. That's B-A-C-K-W-A-R-D-S, and I will add you to the list, and you'll be contacted by my office and given all the details on how to join. Don't forget the part two of the JFK assassination Tuesday night next week, where I go into the whys and the rest of the who's. So that's going to be a very important show on Tuesday night. And the special JFK assassination page is jfkassassinationsolved.com. And if you want to call into me and speak to me at any time, book in for session work, or got some latest ideas, my number, I have an American number, it's 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. But don't call now, because I'm in the middle of a show. Okay. All right. I'm going to play the rest of the reversals that I found last night. I'm quite proud of these. Like I say, I really don't get any time to do media reversals at all. I'm so busy with my practice that I contract out all the media reversals. Although the most of the JFK stuff was all mine, I did have some help doing it. But about 75% of all the reversals in the JFK presentation were all mine. Okay, so well, we played you some reversals on Priebus, the chairman of the RNC, Republican National Committee. We're going to continue to play a couple more. Brand new, hot off the press. Here we go.
And it's a possibility that another candidate can get to the majority before the convention. And Donald Trump, it's possible that Ted Cruz can get to the majority before the convention.
And here he says, quite congruently actually, get them on the path with it. Yeah, so he's actually been quite congruent and in helping both of them. Duplicity or conniving against Donald Trump. At least not that I found yet. I'll be doing some more on him today as well, because Jeff asked me for reversals on Reese Priebus. Rince. How do you pronounce his name? R-E-I-N-C-E. I don't know how to pronounce that. Anyway, so here we have the next one.
I don't think anyone involved condones violence. I think the temperature should be ratcheted down.
And here we have, he says quite nicely, give us the love.
Yeah, that's no love.
Yes. Now, I haven't had these checked, so if you can't hear them, then it's because I haven't run them past my right-hand man yet. You know, even all my reversals get checked by Jeff Toth, who was a guest on my show last week, if you remember Jeff, my right-hand man. He does all the websites, and before any reversal gets uploaded, well, actually, it's checked by Jeff, so he's my checker. So anyway, here's our next one.
We'll be ready. We've got candidates that have a pathway to getting to the majority of delegates before Cleveland.
And here he says, heal the path. Or path in the American accent. You can actually hear accents in reverse speech. In Australia, we'll say heal the path, you know, P-A-R-T-H. Of course, we pronounce it the correct way, and you pronounce it the incorrect way, heal the path. I'm only joking. I'm joking. Here we go.
Heal the path.
Okay, and Oh, actually, he's not shaping up too bad. It's a pretty cool reversal coming up now, too.
And I don't think anyone involved condones violence. So, no, I think it should end.
And this one says, honest the love.
Honest the love.
Honest the love. Honest the love.
Yeah, so there we go. He seems to be a pretty cool sort of guy, doesn't he? Except for the two bribery, or one bribery and one payoff. Well, I'll play the rest of them, then I'll play those two I played before the break. So here we have the next one.
You do have people that are coming into these events seeking to make a statement, and people shouldn't react with violence.
Like you talk about some of the violence that has been in the Trump rallies of late. And he says backwards, this shall beat in a mess again.
This shall beat in a mess again.
This shall beat in a mess again. This shall beat in a mess again.
All right, so he's predicting further troubles is what he's doing. And there's going to be more troubles at the rally. So watch for that, folks. You heard it on the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show first. All right, here we have another one.
You have an open and honest and clear process. So even if it means an open convention, so that when people come together through Cleveland, they can at least say, look, it was straight.
And here he says, upon his name, they can abuse us. Now, he doesn't say whose name he's talking about, but probably Trump, I would imagine. Upon his name, they can abuse us.
And upon his name, if an abuse us.
And upon his name, if an abuse us. And upon his name, if an abuse us.
Huh. Yeah, there we go. All right. And, okay, so let's play the two again that I played before the break. Here he's talking about the Democrats... a system of using super delegates and saying the Republican Party has a better approach. I guess that's his intent anyway.
When they have super delegates in their back pockets and could give a darn what their grassroots is telling the party, that's not how we operate our party on our side.
And here he says, but they will buy you.
Right there, will buy you.
Right there, will buy you.
I guess he's referring to the RNC. I don't know. And here we have a reversal that's out of context. Seems to be a payoff somewhere down the line.
Join in with that nominee to win a general election against a candidate that just yesterday is now seeing that her staff is going to be deposed under oath by the FBI. So, I mean...
And this reversal says, I pay lover.
Yeah, you pay
the bar. Yeah, you pay the bar. Yeah, you pay the bar.
Well, I don't know. Whose lover is he paying? His lover? Tom Cruise's lover? I don't know. A bit of controversy about Tom Cruise. I got my people looking into Cruise for my next show with Rent. Incidentally, I'm not doing my regular show this Friday night, by the way. I normally do it the first and third Friday of every month, but... Jeff wanted to do it next Friday after the part two of the JFK assassination show next week. Okay, let's look up on Donald Trump. Oh yeah, the one we played before he went to the break. So here we go.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
Okay, the last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump. He says backwards, get the gun, you're sad. Here we go.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
Okay, what that's going to tell me is that he would use nukes, but he would be sad doing it. So it's in a last resort situation. But that may scare you if you're one of these people who don't like the thought of Donald Trump's finger on the button. Then this reversal here does tell us that he would use it, probably as a last resort in a pinch. He would be sad doing it, but he would do it nonetheless. So there you go. I'll let you ponder that one and decide what you're going to do about that. So here's the forwards again.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
And here's the verse, get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
There you go. Ponder that one. Look, I don't know what this reversal means. Like, I found this reversal, and I actually sent it to Jeff. I said, Jeff, can you hear this? And this is one of those okay type reversals. Here we go.
We won Missouri. The tabulation just was finalized, and we actually picked up additional votes, and we had a great time in Missouri.
And here he says, God won't, and the four-letter word starting with S, God won't blank the bucket. Here we go. So there you go. Oops, sorry. So there you go. Make of that what you will. I don't know what he means. I don't know. Maybe he's thinking God's going to be on his side. Reverse speech does use inappropriate language at times. Quite common, actually. Actually, you know, it's funny. You know, some of the most prim and proper clients will have the four-letter words all through their reversals, and they get horrified and offended, and they have to do a lot of diplomacy, saying, well, you know, it could be a repressed anger or resentment, or it could be a whole bunch of things. We need to explore it and find out why you're using this language. So, they are fairly common. Particularly the F word comes up quite a lot. Okay, here we have another one on Donald Trump.
You really had to hear the whole thing. I mean, this was a long, convoluted question. This was a long discussion, and they just cut it out. And frankly, it was really convoluted.
He's talking about a discussion on abortion and his views on abortion. And he says backwards, the sharks that maul.
The sharks that maul.
The sharks that maul. The sharks are small.
Okay, I'll get out the toll-free number once more. If you want to call in, you've got 10 minutes left. It's toll-free, 844-769-2944. I think that number will also ring if you're overseas as well, 844-769-2944. Tell me what you think about reverse speech. Love to hear from people out there. Okay, the sharks at Moore, they're probably the people who are attacking him, is what I would imagine. Yeah, let's run that again forwards.
You really had to hear the whole thing. I mean, this was a long, convoluted question. This was a long discussion, and they just cut it out. And frankly, it was really convoluted.
Okay, the sharks at Moore.
The sharks at Moore.
The sharks at Moore. The sharks are small.
Okay, now we're going to run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
No, I'm not sure.
You hear that amongst the gibberish there? Quite clear, isn't it? It's amazing how these things just jump out of the gibberish. Yeah, I'll run it again. Nice and clear in there. You can't miss it. No, just amazing things. Reversals. By the way, let me tell you about the show next week. Next week, in the first hour, I'm going to be playing a whole bunch of reversals from therapy sessions and giving you some idea of the type of things we get in therapy sessions. So that's in the first hour. And in the second hour, I've got a guest on talking about EVP, electronic voice phenomena. It's actually a personal interest of mine, and that's where voices will randomly appear on tapes. And I've got quite a few that I've collected over the years, and we'll play some of them on the show next week. So we've got a guest on talking about EVP, electronic voice phenomena. So that'll be my guest in the second hour. Once again, always tune in to the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. Tell your friends about it. If you can't get it live, always go to the archives. Always, Actually, on davidoates.com, there's 20 years of shows. Yeah, I got 20 years of shows. Unfortunately, well, there's a few years I don't have. I don't have 88 and, sorry, 98, and I got some of 99. Long story. Lost those archives. But there's 20 years you can listen to. All great shows about reverse speech. All right, here's another one on Donald Trump that I found last night. These are all hot off the press, never been heard before.
Nationwide, we're leading big leagues. So I think that's why RNC wanted to move.
And this one says they wanted to know. Not too sure what he means by they wanted to know. Let's listen to the forwards again, see if we can get a clue.
Nationwide, we're leading big leagues. So I think that's why RNC wanted to move.
Nationwide, we're leading big leagues. I think that's why the RNC. And what about the RNC?
We're leading big leagues. So I think that's why RNC wanted to move.
That's why the RNC wanted to move in. They wanted to know. Oh, I guess the RNC wanted to talk to Trump. Yeah, there you go. And you've got that little voice over the top of it, which makes it just a little bit more difficult to hear. So there we go. That's what I found after I did my JFK assassination reversals. And, I threw one on the website. I don't know whether Jeff has got it up yet or not, but a really nice one on Harry Truman. And it was quite a pleasant relief to probing the unconscious minds of all these co-conspirators who have conspired to get rid of JFK. And then I find this really nice one on Harry Truman, and here he is talking about the day JFK was assassinated.
He was a good man, an able president, and he did a good job. And it's too bad that those things have to happen.
And here he says, the battles that he had fought was our good spirit. Quite a long reversal. The battles that he had fought was our good spirit.
The battle that he had fought today was spirit.
Wow.
The battle that he had fought today was spirit.
Wow, good.
The battle that he had fought today was spirit.
So he fought for our good spirits. He fought for the better. His presidency was about improving and bettering our lives. So there we go. So that's one nice reversal on a page of traitors. I can say that, can't I? I guess you can call them traitors. They're Americans. Americans conspiring to kill the president. Anyway. All right, we have another call on the line. Frank from where? North Carolina. Is that where you're from, Frank?
Yes, it is. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you quite a bit. I try and listen to you whenever you're on with Jeff Rentz at night. It's the first time I've ever listened to your bone show there. But I was wondering, have you ever done reversals on, like, news commentators, like, you know, NBC, ABC, Fox News, on-air personalities, to see what their reverse speech might be?
Oh, on the commentators themselves? No, I usually skip over them and go to the main parties, you know, Trump or whoever it is. Sometimes I get reversals on commentators, but no, I don't normally do them. We should start looking at them, shouldn't we, seeing what their biases are. Reverse speech itself, the site has got, you know, 20,000 reversals, you know, all political stuff, but no, not all the commentators. Like, good question.
Yeah, I'd be interested, like Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, people like that, and people on television and whatnot, but I just thought that'd be interesting.
Okay. All right, I'll put that down on my list. Rush Limbaugh. I will put that out, and we'll get some reversals for you. And we'll start to look at some of the commentators. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the suggestion, and thanks for the call. Okay, that was Frank from North Carolina. Good question. the commentators. Never really thought to look at the commentators. I normally see them as fillers, and I skip over them. Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, George Newry. There's a few of them out there that we should be looking at, shouldn't we? Oh, wow, yeah, okay, all right. A little lamp has just gone off. Okay, we will go and chase that up for Frank, and watch out for them on the Jeff Redd Show over the next couple of months. We'll start looking at them. So there we go. The number, if you want to call in, is, once again, is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We have about 7 minutes of show time left. So why don't I give you a little bit of a prelude or introduction to some reversals we're going to be doing next week when we start looking at reversals on clients, and to show you how reverse speech actually works in the therapeutic process. For example, here's a person who's talking about some stomach poisoning, I think.
I ate some biscuit one day, which I don't normally ever do, and I had, I can't think what else I had now.
She says she ate some sickness, and she went on and says she got sick. And backwards she says, ate sickness.
Ate sickness.
So that tells us that the biscuits that she ate were not good in her in getting sleep. Okay, so that's a classic one. Okay, here's a client here who's suffering from a temper problem. Listen to this.
Filled that up, but it's double tough because I'm traveling abroad. I've chosen to live outside America. Anyway, yep. I'm still relying on him to help me.
And here he says backwards, a crime with our father.
A crime with our father.
And that is putting this man's temper problems right back fair square in the feet of his father. So, which gives us a wonderful therapeutic direction to follow on, because in just one reversal we know what the source of this guy's issues are, and that makes the path towards healing a whole lot easier. And so these are all the type of reversals I'm going to play in the show next week. Giving you a good idea of what it is to do session work. Here's a really interesting one. Let's run this one.
You still feel connected to your ego, correct?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, why is that?
Just never felt a connection to it.
And this one says, there is the son of the God given.
There is Michigan that is worth moving.
Wow.
There is Michigan that is worth moving. There is Michigan that is worth moving.
So this man has a faith that we can draw on, is what that tells me. And And these are the type of things that reversals will show us. They'll give us a direction to follow on and a issue to work on. I'm trying to find the one that gives us a really graphic illustration of how that works. But anyway, I'll have them all in order for our show next week. Oh, here's a woman who's talking about relationship problems.
I even marked it on the calendar when it shifted. It was the night that it happened. My friend Cheryl was just telling me about how, you know, what we believe we then create, and it just shifted, and that's when I just...
And here she says, I've been molested.
I've been molested.
And this woman, with this reverse, was able to pinpoint an issue in her life that she needed to work on. And because when I played the reversal, she broke down in tears. Indeed, she had been, and she had never told anyone. And reverse speech enabled her to be able to talk about this horrible event in her life. And so these are the sort of things that we find in session work. how to work with issues, what are causing the issues. Sometimes some of the biggest problems in therapy can be to work out what causes the actual issue. And reverse speech goes straight to it, which is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. Here's a classic reversal. No, we don't have time for a classic reversal, folks. We're at the end of the show. I will see you again next week, same time. Tell your friends. Spread the word around. Let's get the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show, a very popular and up-and-coming show. Bye-bye, all.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.